The 28th of December, 9 games. This is going to be a quick one. We need to get through them very fast. This is the Saturday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. I'm not even going to do my intros. We're going to get straight into the games because we only have 14 minutes until lineups lock for tonight. First game, Miami at Atlanta. Both starting lineups are confirmed. For Miami, still no Jimmy Butler. Surprise, surprise. So who are we looking at here? Jaime Jaquez had 5 steals in the last game. Hadn't done much before that, but yeah, if he's starting, give him a look. Duncan Robinson, again, hit or miss if you need threes. Terry Rozier and Nikola Jovic and Pelé Larsen will all play. They're one of those teams where you just take a flyer on any of these guys and hope that you hit the mark. For Atlanta, Dyson Daniels is a scratch with an illness, just an illness, nothing to worry about here. Bogdan Bogdanovic also out. Larry Nance, we're running with him as long as Okongwu is sidelined. Trae Young will play, has been playing through that injury. Vit Krejci has been confirmed as the replacement for Dyson Daniels. I don't mind Krejci. Would I stream him tonight? Maybe. I'm not convinced that he's going to do a lot, but I think DeAndre Hunter just plays a lot more. Garrison Matthews, if he's shooting the ball well, will get extra minutes off the bench as well. But deeper leagues, I don't know. I'd give Krejci a look. As I said, I don't mind his game at all. OKC will face Charlotte. Still some question marks here. For OKC, Cason Wallace is out. Lu Dort is also out. So that takes a few names out of the equation when it comes to streaming decisions. Isaiah Joe will likely start, as will Aaron Wiggins. Both are worth a look tonight. I think if you just need threes, I'd look at Isaiah Joe. Aaron Wiggins can do a little bit more. Kenrich Williams may have to play more minutes in deeper leagues. He tends to fill the stat sheet, won't score a lot, but can get you some rebounds, defensive stats. So he's interesting in deep leagues. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller, Mark Williams, Cody Martin, all questionable. Pretty hard to know who we're looking at this stage. Just we don't, the roster could look weird, very weird. Obviously, if LaMelo is out, we look at Vasili Micic. If Mark Williams is out, we look at Nick Richards. They would be the two that I would focus on here. Diabate, if you need, it's early here. If you need rebounds, but that's about it. Oh, where are we? New York at Washington. Sorry, I'm reading a question. New York at Washington. Jalen Brunson is questionable. With a calf issue, no indication really as to whether he will play. The Knicks tend to play through their injuries. If he is out, Miles McBride to the moon. Go and pick him up. Campaign would likely play more minutes as well and may actually start just because he's more of a point guard than Miles McBride. So I think both of those guys would be worth a look. For Washington, Jordan Poole is questionable. Kyle Kuzma's still out, obviously. If Poole sits, Brogdon would likely just come straight into the starting lineup. He should be rostered in most leagues anyway, I think. And we'd see more of Corey Kispert. Jonas Valanciunas, who split minutes with Alexar in that last game, I don't think it's going to continue. But if you want to get ahead of this, just in case it does, you could pick up Valanciunas if you need rebounds and field goal percentage. Milwaukee at Chicago. Damian Lillard will return for this one. Giannis is still questionable. With Dame back, Gary Trent, AJ Green, Ryan Rollins, they all become non-factors, really. If Giannis is out, Bobby Portis gets a big bump. He's rostered anyway, so he's not someone we can stream. For the Bulls, Josh Giddey, questionable again. I feel like he's been questionable the last three or four games. If he is out, Dalen Terry got the start. We're not looking at him. Lonzo Ball is questionable as well. He's worth a look, but the minutes just aren't there at this point. Patrick Williams has been serviceable, I think. So standard leagues, he's right on the edge. Deeper leagues, maybe. Talen Horton-Tucker, no. Let's go with a no for Talen Horton-Tucker. Phoenix at Golden State for Phoenix. Yusuf Nurkic is doubtful. Yeah, so that's the suspension. And I don't think we've heard anything. I have only just woken up and quickly skimmed the injury report, that sort of thing. And I haven't seen anything regarding a suspension. Yeah, nothing there that I've seen. So just be aware of that. If he is out, Mason Plumlee would be worth streaming in tonight, I think. We're going with Royce O'Neal. As long as Booker is out, Grayson Allen is doubtful. So if he plays and you need threes, he might be worth a look as well. For the Warriors, Steph Curry and Draymond, both probable. They were out last night, first game of a back-to-back. So assuming that they're back, that really hurts guys like Pajemski, Buddy Hield, Moses Moody, Kyle Anderson, all of them. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think we're rolling with him quite clearly at the moment. Dennis Schroeder, I'm not. I think he is a drop, but if you had him last night, just hold him for tonight's game. But I think generally speaking, he's a drop. Kuminga coming off a career high 34 points is probably a hold for now. I think we need to have him somewhere. Detroit at Denver. For the Pistons, Isaiah Stewart, he was cleared to return last game and then didn't play. He is probable again in this one. His return impacts Jalen Duren and Paul Reed. Duren has been playing probably his best basketball of the season over the last week. Hopefully he can continue that. Tobias Harris, on the other hand, has been playing his worst basketball. He's still a hold. I do think he is still a hold, but it has been rough. And Asar Thompson, not really playing enough. He's a specialist. If you need some steals or rebounds, maybe. And Malik Beasley for threes, if for some reason he's available. For the Nuggets, still without Aaron Gordon for, I think, at least another week to 2 weeks. So Peyton Watson, who didn't start in yesterday's game, I still think he is someone who should be added. Westbrook should be rostered. Julian Strouthar, like I said, he'll play a little bit more here with Westbrook shifting up in the rotation. He's really just points and threes and probably better suited to deeper leagues. Philly at Utah, Philadelphia, Joel Embiid questionable with a foot sprain. This is from that injury I would assume that he suffered in the pregame in their last game. Again, it's always something with Joel Embiid. If he is out, Yabusele would be the preference. Andre Drummond is also questionable with a toe injury. If he is cleared and Embiid is out, Drummond would also be worth a look, especially against Walker Kessler. I think they'd need to start Drummond here to match up size-wise. there's a chance they would go with Drummond and Yabusele just against John Collins and Walker Kessler. Caleb Martin, defensive stuff. Both Martins are the same. We know what we're getting there. For the Jazz, Still no Keontae George. He has been ruled out. Colin Sexton is the guy that we're running with. He's been playing really well. Jordan Clarkson, the in and out continues. Just rest this guy, for God's sake. Isaiah Collier started the last game. I don't think we need to be adding him. He doesn't do anything. But if you're really desperate, you just want someone who's going to be on the court, he is someone to look at. Svi Mykhailiuk had been playing quite well with Clarkson and Keontae George out. He probably doesn't play enough now that Clarkson is back. I'm probably going to just roll with Mykhailiuk tonight and just see how we go. And who knows? Like, Jordan Clarkson could miss the next two games. It's been like that for the last, well, basically all season. If Collins is out, it was Micah Potter, and then he just was basically out of the rotation. Filipowski's there. Bryce Sensabaugh makes sense as someone who would play more minutes, but we just haven't seen it. So not convinced there. Dallas at Portland, hold Quentin Grimes, hold Spencer Dinwiddie. Najee Marshall suspension related absence coming up, maybe, along with Yusuf Nurkic. So nothing yet, but keep an eye on that. I think Najee is more borderline. I'd much prefer Dinwiddie. And Quentin Grimes, Derek Lively, questionable to return after missing last night with a hip issue. If he is out, Dan Gafford gets a massive bump. For the Blazers, Tamani Kamara, questionable. Delano Banton, questionable. And Robert Williams, questionable. Even with Williams out, Klingon hasn't really been doing enough. He's a pretty tough hold. Avdija was great in that last game. He is someone who should be rostered. And Scoot played his best game of the year. So we'll see if that turns into something or whether it was just a running with the hot player at the hot time sort of a situation. And the last game of the night, Sacramento at the Lakers. We're really just watching what the Sacramento rotation looks like here with a new, well, with no permanent head coach yet. Keon Ellis is who I'm looking at. He's the obvious one who could play more minutes. I don't know if it'll happen, but it is a preemptive kind of move by picking him up. And if nothing changes, you just move on. And for the Lakers, LeBron James questionable, Anthony Davis questionable, Rui Hachimura questionable. If they're all out, Jackson Hayes could return in this one, but I'm not sure they push him enough to be relevant. Christian Koloko, likewise, they would just run a lot of small ball, I think, if Anthony Davis is out. And if those other guys are out, Cam Reddish for defensive stats. D'Angelo Russell will have to do a lot more. Max Christie has been playing quite well, so you could look at him as well. That's all the games. It was rushed, very rushed. We got there just in time. There's 2 minutes till lineups lock on Fantrax. Now let's just do some quick questions. All right, Hini Mini. I did do Paul George with Draymond and Vassell. Need to clear up one more spot now. Who's a good assist player to trade for in a 2-for-1 with Tyus and TJD, Gobert, or Goga? So trading away Tyus and one of those guys. Tyus is probably top 100. Gobert's top 70. Goga's top 50. I don't know. I'd be looking at probably a top 40 player, top 30 maybe. Who's a good assist player to trade for? Assists top 30. Obviously, looking for a buy low is always nice if you get someone. Who's a good assist player? If it's someone you need now, I was going to say you could try and get someone like a Franz Wagner, but we're obviously a long way away from him returning. I don't know. I mean, if you're getting rid of Tyus, you'd obviously want someone because he assists is his main category. So you need to get someone with similar upside. Emmanuel Quickley, but very unproven at this point. Devin Booker. Yeah, I don't think you can get anyone better than that. I don't know. It's a tough one. Tyler Herro, but he doesn't really get assists. Jordan Poole has been pretty good. Garland was the name that came to mind for me initially. Although I just think, it would depend who you're moving. If you're moving TJD, then yeah, maybe Garland. Probably wouldn't move Goga in that situation. Chad asks, who would I shop out of OG, Pascal, Bam, Paul George, Jokic, for a point guard to supplement having just Cade and Sexton? Who would I trade? Who would I shop? Collins is of that bunch would be the worst. So if you're just looking to move your worst player, probably Collins. Kessler I wouldn't move just because he's so good in one category. It's really hard to make that up. OG maybe. Although it's probably not a great time to be moving him. Probably Collins. I think if you could get a decent point guard back for him. In a points league, what should I be asking for in return for OG? Oh, I don't know. If this is standard points leagues, where is... what's Anunoby in a points league? Top 80? Yeah, roughly top 80. So that's what I'd probably be looking at getting. I mean, if you could swing a top 50 player, I probably wouldn't do it now. As I said, it's not a great time to be moving OG. He's had a couple of bad games, but if you wait till he has a couple of good ones, try and move him for a top 50 player. Let's have a look at this one quickly. Ayton and Hartenstein and Murphy for either Harden or Mitchell. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't give up those three for one player. And I have no idea what's going to happen with Fox here. This Sacramento thing could just be the start of a crumbling organization. Fox is not well liked at this point not that it matters, by the media and by fans. That doesn't mean anything, but I don't think I'd be hesitant to do anything with Fox at this point. Even in a seven team, I don't know. It's a lot. Like all three of those guys are potentially top 50. Not saying they are definitely, but they could be. Murphy's been really good. Who knows what the Pelicans are going to do? Hartenstein, rest of season, is he? I'm just bringing up points league settings here. Are they all top 50? They could be. Yeah, like I said, I think they could be. They won't necessarily be. Ayton's hit or miss. We know that he's in and out of rosters and all real-life rosters because he's just injured or sick or sore or having a cry. You could make a case for it in your league just because Harden and Mitchell, I would assume, are right at the top. So if someone's going to do it and your roster's pretty strong, then you could consider it. No, generally speaking, I wouldn't do it. But if you're really just holding on to anyone that's top 50, those three are – their ceiling is probably top 50. Their floor is top 80, I would say. So they could all just be inside the top 80, in which case, yes, because you can stream them back in probably. Yeah, okay. And Harden would be my preference there over is Trey and Hartenstein alone worth for one? Yes, if you could do two, then I would. I would, yep. And Chad's question, eighth in threes, sixth in points, second in rebounds, fourth in assists, seventh in steals, fifth in blocks. So you're sort of mid-table in a lot of categories. And that's who you're looking to shop. Okay, so rebounds, you're good. So I'm assuming you probably want a guard. If you're looking for trying to get steals, points, threes, in which case you... I still think Collins is the obvious one that I'd be looking to move there. I wouldn't move Jokic. Zubats, I guess. I just think Collins, if you move Collins, you can probably get a decent enough point guard back, which would help you in assists, steals, and points. So again, like a Garland or... steals. Let me have a look. Steals. I would say Dyson, but he doesn't really help you in points at this stage. So I wouldn't be looking at him. Points, steals, and assists. DeJounte, interesting. He's a bit of a buy low at the moment. Suggs, not Suggs for John Collins, if you can get Suggs, although probably the wrong time to be trying to get Suggs. His managers if they're willing to move him, they would be looking for a lot more than John Collins, I think. Is the whole Hornets team resting? Maybe. Who knows what the Hornets are doing? Have we got any updates before I go and watch some basketball? Let's have a look. News. No. No news yet. No, nothing. All right, that's good. All right. I'm going to let you all go and watch some basketball. I'm going to go and have some breakfast and probably a coffee and settle in, watch some basketball. I will be doing a post-game show this afternoon, this evening. What time is the last game? Last game is at 2:30, so probably be... five. So probably be around midnight. No, 1 a.m. 1 a.m. Eastern it will be, which is 11 p.m. 10 p.m. Pacific? 10 p.m. Pacific, I think. Anyway, normal sort of time. There will be a post-game show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Enjoy your Saturday night. Enjoy your Sunday if you're already in Sunday like me. I'm Adam King. This has been The Balls Deep. Pre-game. Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.